Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a look at arguably one of the year's most powerful transits, and that is a T-square that is forming between Mars in the sign of Leo, Jupiter in the sign of Taurus, and Pluto in the sign of Aquarius. Now, this is not a perfect T-square, but it is close enough, and I'm going to walk you through the timeline, and then we're going to talk about five themes to watch for, given the archetypal combination of Mars, Pluto, and Jupiter. We're going to be looking at this in a few different ways. Last week, I started looking at this through the lens of the Jupiter-Pluto dynamic. We're also going to look at it through the lens of the Jupiter-Mars dynamic and the Pluto-Mars dynamic. And so I'll be breaking, it's kind of like, in order to understand a T-square, it's really important to understand the interaction of the parts with one another. Today, we're going to kind of zoom out and look at five themes that encapsulate all of these energies working together at the same time. But then we're going to break it down into parts again. And so we already started doing that with Jupiter and Pluto now today, combining all of them. And then again, we'll break it into parts. So that is our agenda for today. If you are new to the channel, hit the subscribe button. It helps the channel to grow. Like the video. That's always good. Share your comments. That always helps as well. If you want to find a transcript of today's talk, you can find it on the website, nightlightastrology.com. If you have a good story to share with this big T-square coming through, use the hashtag grabbed and name the transit and tell us your story in the comment section or email it to us, grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. Grabbed by the Planets is the name of the series that we do, where we share your stories and talk about how the planets show up in our lives and sort of seize our consciousness. And then, you know, we learn hopefully and often laugh as a result. We laugh and we cry together during those episodes, don't we? Well, what is the other thing? Announcements. Yes. So new class starts pretty soon. If you go over to the website, nightlightastrology.com, you're going to find more information about the upcoming course that starts on June 11th. This is officially the 26th cohort that we have led through this program. Thousands of people have come through the program. Check it out under the first year course page. Scroll down to learn more about it and hear what alumni have had to say. 30 classes on the year, all live webinars. They're all recorded if you can't make it live, so you can follow along at your own pace or attend live. They're all about 2 to 3 hours each. We have an interactive group forum discussion with staff that are there to answer your questions throughout the year. So you can always ask questions of the content that we have. You'll always get an answer within a day. And we also have breakout study sessions in between major units, tons of quizzes, bonus material, reading options, flashcards, all sorts of things that we have to help people go as deeply as they want to. A lot of people take the program because they want to study astrology just to grow spiritually. A lot of people take the program because, you know, this is their hobby. People take the program because they want to read professionally for other people. Now, this program can meet all of those needs based on the way that we've set it up and how deeply you want to go with the material. We provide a huge amount of material and support that really can meet people wherever they're at. So if you want to learn more about the program, again, check out all the information on the website page there. At the bottom, you'll find the early bird payment that saves you $500 off. If you want, you can spread the payments out over 12 months. And we also have need-based tuition assistance for people who might need a little help because you're experiencing some financial hardship or you're on a tight budget, you're a single parent, whatever the case may be. We know that people are struggling and we want to make sure that astrological education is available to everybody. That's a big part of our mission and agenda. Astrology should be accessible. So if you have any questions about anything, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. We hope to see you guys in classes soon. So that being said, let's take a look at this transit and the five themes that we're going to watch for today, given the transit. This is a really, it's a big, exciting transit for sure. Here is what it looks like. So we're going to take this, adjust the date here. You can see that the first part of the transit happens when Jupiter squares Pluto. Now, Jupiter is in Taurus as of Wednesday of this week, and it is squaring Pluto in Aquarius. So that's part one. The next part is going to happen as the week progresses, and we see Mars moving into the sign of Leo. So Mars moves into Leo early, like Saturday, May 20th in the morning. Then that transit is going to progress, and we're going to see that Mars first opposes Pluto, and that happens by the evening of May 20th. So we get a Pluto-Mars opposition. And Jupiter's still at the 0-degree mark in Taurus. So this is the T-square. right? You see them, they're all at 0 degrees. You're going to be feeling that. But then the interaction continues as the weekend goes on. So let's go forward a day, and then you'll see that the next piece is that between May 21st, Sunday, and May 22nd, Monday, Mars also hits a square to Jupiter. And that's the big one, right? That's the one where then we've kind of completed the circuit. So if you take this back and rewind it, that means that we are looking at a series of transits that really begins when Jupiter enters Taurus, Tuesday, May 16th, perfects the square to Pluto, Wednesday, May 17th, and then Mars enters Leo and hits the opposition to Pluto on May 20th, and then on the 21st into the 22nd, Mars squares Jupiter. So that's the T-square energy. It lasts almost a week. You know, it's almost a full week, and we're in it now. So what I want to do today, given that combination, the three planet combination, you could go back, like I said, you could go back last week and take a look at what we said about Jupiter and Pluto alone. Oh, excuse me, I have to cough. I muted myself so you couldn't hear me. Today, what we want to do is talk about what you get when you combine Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto. Now, we're not, this is not so much, ancient astrology is more about planet to planet combinations than planet to sign combinations. So what we're going to do is talk about Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto as an energetic dynamic between three planets. Here are five themes to watch for given this combination. The first one is forceful enthusiasm. Some of these, by the way, were generated through, I want to just pitch my colleague's book, The Archetypal Universe by Ren Butler. He has a nice section on the individual combinations of planets that I drew on for this talk. And you guys have often heard me read passages from his book before too, but I just want to shout him out because this phrase in particular, forceful enthusiasm, comes from him. Forceful enthusiasm is such a great way of describing Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto. And the reason for that is that when you have Mars, Jupiter, you have that kind of, you know, that the gallantry, the chivalry, it's like the knightly code. It's enthusiastic and it is martial, right? So you think like a knightly code. And then if you, it becomes nuclear when you add Pluto to it. And so there's this kind of like forceful, it could be an enthusiasm. You could also call it a machismo or a bravado or a cocksure quality. It is supremely confident and enthusiastic, can-do optimism, with a sense of like, I will push the boulder up the hill. I will perform the heroic feat. I will use, you know, force and vigor and energy and dynamism to get something powerful done or to transform something. So it's this very like super packed ball of energy and can do Marsy, big, effective, can do positivity. Now that's one of his best qualities. It's just the quality of, I will kick ass at this and I will do it, you know? So, and it actually does it. Now, of course, the same exact qualities could tip us over the edge, and we'll talk about some of those in a minute, but that's the first one: forceful enthusiasm, heroic enthusiasm, knightly, chivalrous, heroic, can do positivity. Number two is effective, resourceful, powerful, impressive. Imagine that you want to start a business and suddenly you meet someone who has started many businesses. Imagine like, you know, like what's that show? Shark Tank. You guys ever seen that show? I think it's Mark Cuban. He's like the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, if I remember correctly. Imagine that you walk into a room with your idea and you're sitting in front of the Shark Tank and people like, you know, Mark Cuban. You come in and suddenly before you are people who are effective. They have lots of resources. They are powerful. They are impressive. They know what to do and they know how to do it and where to do it. They know how to apply energy in the right spaces and places to get something done. This is the combination of Jupiter, Mars, and Pluto coming together in a T-square. At its best, It is heroically enthusiastic, and it will kick the shit out of the challenges it faces. Excuse my language, right? I'm trying to give you a feeling for it. It is also a combination that boasts of being effective, resourceful, powerful, impressive. So think about that energy and that quality. These are the good things, right? These are the positive things that you can feel from it. And it gets that because the word means riches. And it's very deep, and Jupiter is very expansive and abundant. And then Mars is very effective and action-oriented. So you just get this like executive pool of like deep, powerful, rich resources that tend towards success and abundance. That's an amazing combination of planets. I mean, some people are really going to, you know, take off because of this transit. Their business is going to take off, or they're going to find success in doing or developing something. Now, three, we're getting into some heavier territory. Explosive displays of anger, violence, rage, and self-righteousness. So Mars, Jupiter, you think of the zealot. You think of the terrorist who will strap a bomb to their vest and run into a subway and blow people up. I'm sorry, that's really graphic, but you get what I'm saying. Because Mars, Jupiter is like the missionary or the crusader who will die for a cause. And then Pluto makes it like nuclear and sort of evil. And I'm evil, I mean that relatively speaking. I'm not talking about, I don't know anything. So explosive displays of anger, violence, rage, and self-righteousness. You're talking about people who have strapped the metaphorical bomb of self-confidence and certainty to their chest and are willing to be destructive on behalf of what they believe or what they want. So you have the potential for very explosive displays of idealism, belief, whether it's religious or political, involved with acts of like terror or violence or harm. And that's one of the darkest shadows of this transit that, frankly, I'm not looking forward to seeing pop up in the news if it does. And I kind of feel like it will, but, you know, we'll see. So that would be like the shadow, one of the major shadows, obviously. Number four would be titanic breakthroughs and victories. Remember that one of the things that Pluto represents is the upsurge or the like volcanic release of pent-up energies. And so, you know, when you pop a life pimple, it's very Plutonian, you know, because you get the gunk out and it's a release and it's cleansing and it's healing and, you know, trapped energy has been, you know, it's like that. Popping a life pimple. So imagine that you're popping a life pimple with a heroic Mars and with a supportive, abundant Jupiter. This is not just any breakthrough then. This is a major life victory, right? That's what it can feel like. This is a major step in a positive direction, having been released from demons in the past. It has that kind of feeling to it. That's pretty impressive. So the other thing that it can bring along, in addition to the feeling of breakthroughs and victories, is the feeling of overcoming something that you've been wrestling with for a long time. Mars, Pluto burns and sort of, it's like something that's really hot and it's been melted and cooked on a burner for a really long time. That's Mars, Pluto. It's just, you know, roasting in it. And then you have Jupiter. And you have also the combined idea of that this alchemical process reaches a point where you reach a breakthrough point, a point of healing, a point of integration, a catharsis of some kind. And it constitutes like a transition in your life. I feel more confident. I feel happier. I feel stronger. I faced a demon. I faced something. I stood up for something. Something reached a boiling point. That's very Mars, Jupiter, Pluto, with a positive ending, even though there may be tremendous difficulty. And number five, dominance, power, ambition, and the shadows of success. Any of these things alone are not necessarily bad. They exist in nature. So for example, if you walk out in the world, you're going to see that, you know, whether it's plant life or animal life, there is a tendency for one thing to grow higher than another to get to the sunlight, or there's, you know, the dominance is like a part of life. And there's a weird way in which Mars, Jupiter, Pluto will force us into situations where we have to we have to give or show a display of dominance, right? Like, I don't know, like sometimes it's uncomfortable to talk about these things because I don't think anyone likes to go out and feel proud of being a dominator, you know? Like, haven't you ever been in a situation where you just had to be a dominant presence so that you didn't get pushed around or bullied, or so that something bad didn't happen? You know, like, I'll never forget, you know, when we were living in DC and there were some kids that were about to get in a fight on the street not far from our house, and I was out walking the dog. And I remember having to show a display of, like, I will kick everyone's ass, because these were little kids, right? I'm not going to kick anyone's ass, but like, these were like, you know, little kids. They were about to really hurt each other and get into it. And I had to just show a display of, like, I'm the adult here and I am dominant over the situation in order to calm it down and, like, send people home. And it didn't feel comfortable for me, but it was necessary. That's a very Mars, Pluto, Jupiter kind of dynamic. It's not comfortable that we need, or that there are, you know, armed forces or security guards or police. And we know that any of those kinds of structures can be, there are major shadows, right? You know, there's major problems with people who have authority or power to uphold law or peace, abusing it. So that's exactly what Mars, Pluto, and Jupiter are all about, abuses of power through things like military or police, but also the need for healthy displays of strength or dominance or assertiveness. You can't push me around, right? If I don't act in a dominant way, something bad could happen. I have to assert something over the situation, sort of dominate it and take control of it. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for me to even talk about this, but that's part of life. And that's a Mars, Pluto, Jupiter dynamic. Power. Power also exists. Power is, you know, it's like physics. It's just, power can be about greed, and it can be about squashing other people. And it can also just be about, you know, maybe another word would be strength. But the reality of power, that we are creatures that thrive off from power, the power of the sun, for example, that life is powerful, and that we have to have a healthy relationship with what power is and what it feels like. Now, take the word power, now is so complicated, because when we think of power, we think of power over one another, or disproportionate amounts of power, you know, because of all sorts of problems that we have. I'm not talking about any of that. With Pluto and Mars, it's more libidinal, it's more instinctual, it's more like if you've ever been caught up in the fever of, like, dancing, it's powerful. It's like Shakti type of power. So getting in touch with the feeling of power and right, what is right relationship with the power coursing through us, the power, the Shakti coursing through life? What does that look like? That's a Mars, Pluto, Jupiter dynamic. Ambition. We aspire toward things. We want things. We desire things. How far will we get? How ruthless should we be? When should we compromise? When should we set down our own agenda because it's destructive? It's not good for us. It's not good for other people. These are the complicated kinds of questions that come up around Jupiter, Pluto, and Mars. Success. This is a transit that can bestow a powerful degree of success. It is also a transit that can force us to look at the shadows of the successes that we've had. At what cost have they come? How do we grow and evolve? How do we handle success when it comes? How do we stay humble, not feel entitled to more because we've been successful? Those are questions that are ongoing. They become amplified. They get right in our face when this combination comes through. So, five things to think about, five things to start us turning the jewel of these three planets. We'll continue looking at this some more. I think we're going to do Mars, Pluto as well. So I think that'll probably be next, Mars, Pluto. Yeah. All right. That's it for today. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments in the comment section. As always, if you want to find a transcript of today's talk, it's on the website, nightlightastrology.com. Check out the new course coming up on June 11th. We'd love to see some of you there. And we will see you again soon. Bye, everyone.